Bill's Focus is presented by Atwal Eye Care, the official LASIK provider of the Buffalo Bills.
The trade for Mike Williams may have been a surprise to some this offseason, but a proven veteran presence was needed on a unit that has no receiver with more than a year of consistent NFL starting experience. Now paired with top draft choice Sammy Watkins as outside playmakers, the big play potential is tantalizing, but Williams is cautiously optimistic.
I think so, especially how EJ getting better every day, how we getting connections with him, and how we getting more talking, we seeing the same things now. So I think it can be up there. Right now, we not up there, but we still got to get through training camp first.
Williams' biggest asset is his scoring ability, with 25 touchdowns in his first four NFL seasons, including an 11-touchdown campaign as a rookie. One of the best receivers in the league at high-pointing the football, Williams says it's a skill that comes from his will to win on every play.
Touchdown, Tampa Bay! Great fade route, Freeman, to Michael Williams.
I kind of think of it as the dog. There's only certain people got that dog in them, and it's like, when I see the ball in the air, it's like it's mine or nobody's, and that's really how I feel. A lot of people go out and say it, like they be like, it's your ball or nobody's, and I really feel like that. I really feel like if the ball in the air is mine, like I feel disrespected by an interception. I feel disrespected by a knockdown. So if the ball in the air, I try to get it at its highest point where you can't get it.
That approach should provide E.J. Manuel with the confidence necessary to give Williams chances to make plays, even when he might not appear to be open, especially in the red zone where most of Williams' career TDs have taken place.
You'll realize in this league, scoring field goals is not enough. Like, you got to get touchdowns to win. And when you're in the red zone, you got to capitalize on your opportunities. So basically, our ultimate goal is to get wins, and getting touchdowns is wins. And I always say, like, it don't matter what type of hit I take, no matter what, in the red zone, I will not let it go. So, and that's just my rule.
And though Williams might be a new arrival to the roster, he is already sounding like a leader when it comes to pushing teammates to perform at their level best every time they step on the field.
If we got the mentality that we want to be great, good is not a level. Everybody's problem is they settle for being good. So if we can be better than good, we can be great, we know we can achieve our goals, which is get to the playoffs and ultimately win a championship here.
The first step, however, is the postseason, and being a Buffalo native, Williams is familiar with the disappointment of the last 14 years. That's why being part of the solution to end that playoff drought will be indescribable for the playmaking receiver.
It would be bigger than a dream. It was a dream come true with me coming back here. I get to spend a lot more time with my son and my family here. I got the Buffalo Bills jersey, who I only thought was an NFL team growing up. I didn't know it was no other NFL teams besides Buffalo Bills. I just thought they just went out and played each other. But it'd be fulfilling to get in the playoffs, to bring that joy back to the city. You got the best fans in the world that can't show it because we don't get in the playoffs. So it'll be fulfilling.
At One Bills Drive, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Focus, presented by Atwal Eye Care.